Well, it's blocked at the political level in the United States, primarily by Congress. President Obama has, on at least three occasions now, when he was very first day in office, back in 2008, but also in March through a White House spokesperson, and then again yesterday, has made it clear he thinks the camp should close. But it's still open, and there are still 166 people in there, around half of whom have been cleared to be transferred back to their home country. So effectively, you know, already for many months now, the U.S. authorities have said they should be able to go back to their home countries, and yet they're still in the camp. So this obviously has fed into huge frustration. One can only imagine the feelings of these people who, you know, one minute they're told they're cleared for transfer home, and then it doesn't happen. And then you've got now this hunger strike, which is really a symptom of extreme desperation.
Would you say the U.S. Congress and the U.S. government is in breach of its international human rights obligations?
Yes. I mean, in some cases, you know, this amounts to arbitrary detention, essentially. Some people have been for, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years without being charged, without being brought to court, without being convicted. And that really, by any definition, is arbitrary detention. And arbitrary detention is clearly in breach of international law. Now, there obviously is not that simple. There are very complex issues. There are clearly some very dangerous people who are still being held in there. But you can't just set up something like this and keep it in perpetuity. And in fact, that's what Congress has made possible by bringing in a new law in the beginning of the year called the National Defense Authorization Act, which essentially provides for the indefinite military detention without charge or trial of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. So that's what needs to change. That's really where the blockage is. And there are a whole lot of other issues which also come under international law, including the issue of force feeding.
There are about 100 prisoners at Guantanamo Bay who are on hunger strike. There are reports that they are now being fed by force. What is the UN Human Rights Office perspective on this development?
Basically, we agree with the opinion of the World Medical Association, which has issued a couple of declarations quite a while ago now, 1975 in Tokyo and 1991 in Malta. And effectively there they say, you know, artificial feeding is ethically appropriate if a hunger striker agrees to it. It can also be acceptable if individuals are no longer capable of making a decision and have left no prior instructions to refusing artificial feeding. However, if it's clear they don't want it, they don't accept it, then, and I quote from the Malta Declaration, forcible feeding is never ethically acceptable. Even if intended to benefit, feeding accompanied with threats, coercion, force, or use of physical restraints is a form of inhuman and degrading treatment. So that's the view of the World Medical Association. We agree with that fully. And inhuman and degrading treatment is illegal under international law.
Would you say the prisoners who are on hunger strike are being subjected to torture?
Well, I think that would be for people a bit more expert than me on torture, but I think the special rapporteur on torture probably has a view on that. I would think at a minimum, as the World Medical Association has said, it would be inhuman and degrading treatment. You're talking about basically having a tube put in people's nostrils, down into their stomach. It's extremely painful. It's extremely humiliating. You're constrained. There's nothing you can do about it. So it's a pretty drastic form of treatment. And if it's totally against someone's will, then obviously you get huge ethical considerations coming in.
Has the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights made any representations to the US government regarding the closure of Guantanamo Bay and the need for Congress and the US government to meet its international human rights obligations?
Yes, certainly, and not just this High Commissioner, but the previous High Commissioner, Luis Arbor, as well. So the issue of Guantanamo, the waterboarding initially, the whole regime of Guantanamo Bay has been a very difficult topic and discussed with the U.S. authorities at regular intervals for many years now. And I think that's what's so alarming. I mean, this is going on so long. And as President Obama himself said yesterday, it's hurting the United States' international standing. We welcome the fact that he's reiterated that the camp needs to be closed, but the fact is it's still open.